there are some livestock groups that are very unhappy, and they've named you as one of the reasons why they feel they got no relief on the cool rule and on GPSA. Could you kind of talk about your position on that?
Absolutely. Well, first of all, I'm very, very proud of what we have done for livestock. I have to say, surprised after these same groups supported the Senate bill in 2012 that did not address the issues of cool and GPSA. Those are not in the Farm Bill jurisdiction. They supported our bill, didn't raise it at the time, supported our bill the next year in 2013. And it wasn't in the House bill either, but we did support the House language, which was to study this issue, and that's what we were able to do. Now, I will go on to say again that we have for the first time permanent livestock disaster assistance program, which was the number one priority for all of these groups up until a couple of weeks ago, and we have a commitment between environmental quality for livestock, livestock forage program, the livestock indemnity program, export assistance. We have an unprecedented investment of $7 billion in this bill for ranchers, and I would say that all of us work together with what we knew we could achieve, and they came in wanting to repeal cool. There was no way. The chairman and I assessed this. The votes were not there in either body to do that. And so we moved forward to achieve what we could together. And I'm very disappointed that they are not choosing to understand what a huge win this bill is for livestock.
Chairman, could I add a thought?
Please.
Frank Lucas. Ron, I think the thing we need to bear in mind is this has been a hugely controversial set of subjects for years and years and years. The kind of thing that good people of good opinion have intense differences from perspective. The language, as the chairwoman quite clearly stated, that was in the bill dealt with a study, not with repeal. The Senate didn't have any language, basically, to start with. To be asked to go and advance past that towards a total repeal when there wasn't repeal language on either side just was extremely difficult. This is one of those things where this fight has to be fought starting at the very lowest level, subcommittee, full committee, all the way through. And the groundwork had not necessarily been laid for that. Ultimately, the chairwoman and myself and the ranking members I had to make a decision. Do we want a farm bill, or do we want to take an issue that could potentially blow the whole process sky high? Ultimately, at least from my perspective, I thought there were enough good things in this farm bill. It was a good enough farm bill, a reform farm bill, a strong enough commitment that we had to move forward. But I understand the disappointment of our friends out there. They said up front they wanted repeal. And I wasn't totally surprised after the final draft came out of the decision they made and the position they took. But this is not over with. It's just on this day, this couldn't prevail. And doing the Farm Bill, the Agricultural Act of 2014, seemed to me and a majority of my colleagues to be the highest priority at that moment. And I think we made the right decision, Debbie.
And I think Frank is absolutely right in saying it certainly isn't over because there's a WTO case. If they their position prevails, the U.S. loses the case, then COOL will be suspended, changed, or repealed. And so it's just a matter of months, I assume, before that determination. And then we will move forward at that point.
I have subcommittee chairmen who are faunching at the bit, ready to go.
In the meantime, we have a very, very important bill that I know to Michigan ranchers and livestock producers, they are thrilled about what we have been able to achieve.